Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Man, it's looking like the A's may never lose again, folks. I'm your host, Alex Espinoza. Welcome to another game recap. Yo, as long as the A's keep on winning, I'll keep on doing these bad boys, I guess. And as long as I got time. I was actually at the Giants game earlier tonight, Wednesday night. So I couldn't see the A's game till about midnight. It's like 3 in the morning right now. But hey, had to talk about this one. It was another big victory for the A's. They won 7-2 to win their second straight against the Rangers. But the day started off with the news that the A's released Elvis Andrews, and it was not surprising. It's kind of, some fans thought it was kind of sketchy how he hit a dinger on Tuesday night in his last at bat with the A's, and then they release him the next morning. But you know, you can kind of see this coming. This way, they just don't have to worry about the whole 550 plate appearances things, because if he hit that, of course, his contract would have guaranteed. But yeah, so Elvis played his first 12 years with the Rangers, then comes to the A's for the last two seasons, hits a dinger in his last at bat. And last season, actually, Chris Davis and Aramis Garcia both did that, hit dingers in their last at bat with the A's. So there is the end of Elvis Andrus's tenure with the A's. Of course, they brought him on last year almost out of necessity. It was a maneuver to get more salary. They got about like $15 million cash from the Rangers last year, when they got him, and they used that money to sign, you know, Sergio Romo, Yusmeiro Petit, Trevor Rosenthal. Of course, it didn't really work out, but you know, that's what the A's needed to do. And then of course they needed a shortstop because Semien was gone from 2020. So that's a wrap on Elvis. It's Nick Allen time. You know, Mark Hotze said that it's time for Nick Allen to earn his spot for the rest of this season and heading into next year. So, big Nick Allen guy, though. I do love watching Nick Allen play. He had a bunch of great plays again tonight. And maybe Elvis can latch on with a contender or something. You know, he can still play a decent shortstop. Doesn't have his range that he did before, but it looks like he's over those back problems that really stifled him in 2020-2021. He hit 8 dingers. It ties his third highest total for his career in his 14-year career. So I think he's still got something to give to a contender if they need, especially if they need a shortstop. You know, that's like a prime position. So happy trails to Elvis Andrus. But on to tonight's game. Of course, the A's won 7-2. Sean Murphy, I think he should just stay in Texas and just play all of his games there, because it's ridiculous at this point. He hit 2 more dingers tonight after hitting a dinger last night. He hit a double. So that's 3 dingers and a double so far in this series. And he started off the scoring in the top of the first by roping one to left field for a solo shot. And he also hit a strong, he just kind of muscled one out to right field for a 2-run shot in the fourth inning. And he started a 4-run rally in the eighth inning by hitting a ringing double to left. So Murph absolutely owns Globe Life Park. He already has 8 dingers in just 18 career games. That's the most for any opposing player in the history of that stadium. It's just a few years old. And it's crazy to me, he has 8 in 18 games there, and he has 16 homers career at the Coliseum. So half the total in, like, so 18 games to 138 games. Pretty wild. And he wasn't the only catcher to go off tonight. Shea Langeliers hit his first career dinger in the eighth inning to cap off the scoring. And he was at DH again. We'll probably see him make his catching debut in Thursday's matinee at 11 o'clock. But yeah, Shea Langeliers just kind of muscled one out like Murph to right field too. And honestly, it kind of reminded me of Chris Davis. Like I had, like it just, the ball just like kept on carrying. He's got an outside pitch, just absolutely destroyed it. So Shea Langeliers, he was super stoked. And I wonder if the A's are already thinking about, I know it's too soon. I don't want to say the T word, but I want to say that I wonder if the A's are thinking about trading Sean Murphy now. I mean, Langeliers is here now. And I don't think you want him to DH, you know, like, I don't know. Do you want, like, say Murphy wants to catch again next year and, you know, he's already up to 106 games played. He'll probably hit about 130. Say like 100 of those games are behind the plate, 30 are at DH. So that's 60 games max for Langeliers there. And I think he needs more ABs than that. So it's almost like they have a little logjam there at catcher. Murph next year will be entering the first year of arbitration. I think I don't really know for sure, but I'm guessing he's probably going to make like $3 or $4 million just like off the bat. Cause Ramon made $2.5 million this year. Minimum salaries have raised up a little bit. I wonder if that's going to affect arbitration, but yeah, I don't know. I really wonder if Murphy will get traded this offseason. He's turning 28. He's putting together a fantastic year. I feel like his trade value would be high. You know, I don't know if he'll be around for this next wave that they're cultivating. So stay tuned on that. I have a feeling that I will not be surprised if Murph is traded this winter. So sorry if it's too soon to say that, but just got to be real. This is the Oakland A's we're talking about here. And maybe we'll just be thinking about the infield that could have been with Murphy, Olsen, Allen, Semien, and Chapman. I mean, whew, that'd be a gnarly infield. Anyways, enough of that. Back to tonight's game. Adam Aller got the pitch. He actually had his best start in an A's uniform. He in his 11th start, he went 6 solid innings. He only gave up 1 earned run with a walk and 4 strikeouts. He did give up a dinger. He has a habit of just leaving balls in the middle of the plate, but hey, got the win. Must feel good for his confidence. For him, it just kind of seems like it's in between the ears. I mean, he has the stuff. He can hit 95. He can mix it up, but he just has a tendency to kind of leave some pitches in the middle of the plate. So after him, so he got the dub. After him, it was Sam Moll, Kirby Snead. Kirby Snead ran into some trouble. He had a solid, so Moll had a good 7th. Snead had a clean 8th, but he ran into some trouble in the 9th. He walked a couple guys to lead off the inning. Eventually, Kotze pulled him, and Danny Jimenez sealed the deal. Love Danny Jimenez. Think it's going to probably be him and Puck as the closers for next year. Who knows? And David McKinnon, infielder who was called up yesterday, made his debut. That man has some nice lettuce. He's got some blonde, shaggy locks down to his shoulders that are just running around there. So that was good to have some new lettuce on the team. Honestly, Cole Irvin is slowly building a mullet. So next time you look at Cole Irvin, be like, ooh, this dude has got some nice Rod Beck mullet or Mitch Williams mullet kind of growing in here. Real power move by Irvin there. So Irvin has some competition in the lettuce competition with David McKinnon. All right, and the A's will wrap up their series tomorrow, Thursday, or this morning, excuse me, Thursday, in about 8 hours at 11:05. It'll be Zach Lug, the southpaw, against Dane Dunning. Dane Dunning's a righty with a 4.12 ERA. Zach Lug has a 5.49 ERA, so maybe there'll be some runs in this game. All right, I'm your host, Alex Espinoza. Thanks a lot for listening to this. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RickyBlog and watch us on playback on Tuesday nights. Check us out on YouTube And yeah, I used to put video, I put a video on it last time, but I'm not going to be able to put video highlights on it this anymore because YouTube flagged it and would not, I don't want MLB taking my monies. So sorry, the highlights aren't as cool. It's just me talking, but hope y'all enjoyed it. All right. As long as the A's keep winning, keep doing victory vlogs. All right. Have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.